Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I have to say this, that the idea of my son eclipsing me academically is exciting to me more than anything else.
Very good. You're still excited that he eclipsed you? I mean, it's been years.
when he was born.
Is it true that the B in BM stands for Buffett?
Buffett movement. Every morning when I wake up, I have a Buffett movement.
Yeah.
Or a little Warren. Why did you go there? I was on the course, and for the second time in all the time I've been playing, I noticed that an individual, they usually have to be light-colored shorts. And
wasn't that a song by Conway Twitty?
She came into the bar wearing light-colored shorts.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We are delighted to have you along for a Wednesday broadcast. I'm Mike, he's Rob, and nothing's really changed, but we are going on Facebook Live today, live streaming, which is something we used to do all the time.
Been a while.
We have not done that for a while, so if you're somebody that was looking forward to that, congratulations. Glad to have you here, and we've got a lot on the program today, including games, science experiments, medical reports, and something I'd like to try out very briefly, though, at the beginning of the show, before we get to Rob's food Dr. Pepper pickle thing. I did not, of course, do my homework, so I did not go out and get my
Dr. you don't
Pepper.
Love Dr. First, Pepper as I do.
I hate Dr. Pepper, yes. Yeah, I do. No, I don't mind Diet Dr. Pepper. I don't like regular Dr. Pepper.
That's weird. Diet Dr. Pepper is one of the better diet sodas.
No, you're weird for putting sugar soda into your body when you have your medical issues.
You're weird for drinking.
No, I know.
That's all
people,
I got.
I'm not alone when I say people, you know, with sugar sodas and all that crap.
Just give me something, Mike. I just want something.
All I know is when I watched my 600-pound life one night.
Was it my episode?
The guy was talking about way back when Denny McClain, the former pitcher for the Detroit Tigers, was talking about fat and being fat. He was talking about the amount of regular soda. With sugary soda that you're right, and it is a it is something you pour into your body.
I don't drink a gallon like I used to do in high school. I just have one or two a day. And Mike, as I said,
that's the liquid version of injecting sugar into your system, as opposed to sugar that you might get through eating something like a donut,
a cake,
like an entire cake in one sitting. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I wanted to preface what I'm going to do here. By saying I'm always mimicking. That's why back in the day, G. Gordon Liddy called me Mike O'Mara is the mimic.
Didn't he call you a clever mimic?
Clever mimic, something. I always hated that term, mimic. In fact, I don't even like naming it. I do voices.
No, you're an impressionist.
I don't like that.
You don't like that?
It's too. Is
it too Gorshin for you?
Yes. Yeah.
Too rich and little?
I've never gotten into the complexities of like the way I feel about what I do. Yeah. I've told people that in the past, that back in the day when I was, before I was successful.
Yes.
And then I got successful and now I'm no longer successful. I'm joking, of course. You know what? Well, our first impression will probably be did I share with you the impression?
Yes, I can introduce them. About the word voice actor? Huh?
I don't like that either. I don't like putting more import on things. I don't like titles that inflate what you do.
I just okay. Do some so you do voices. That's it. You do voices.
An impressionist is someone who,
turns
in my
around.
Humble opinion, has an act, like, and gets on stage and is a stand-up comedian who does impressions.
Right.
I'm somebody who throws out a voice or two on a radio show or a podcast. A radio show back in the day, a podcast, and that's how I look at it.
Okay,
as far as it, you know. But I don't want to get into the nuts and bolts of it. What I'd like to do is try out three impressions. Two of them will have words. One of them, the last one, may have words. But the first one needs a reverb. Let me see.
Okay, and while you get your effect ready, I'll just say that we live in politically charged times. There's no one that would disagree with that. And I think this lady is oftentimes at the forefront of people's opinions. Ladies and gentlemen, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
The members of the House will please exercise decorum. You're a liar. You're a liar.
I like that she has that tone, a yelling tone. I think that works. Always have her in the back of the chamber.
These are in their infancy. That's the only one that will have the effects mic on it.
So these can grow. All right.
Now, the second one I will say I am most comfortable with. And the second one, and you know how it works, Rob. When I'm most comfortable, you can have a longer conversation with the second one.
Also, when you're more comfortable, they're more likely to drop by. You know what I mean?
I get it.
All right.
I get it.
This is a very rich guy. I want to tell you, folks, I'm talking rich, buddy. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let us welcome Warren Buffett.
How are you?
Hi, Warren.
That's great. That's great to be here.
May I call you Warren?
You may call me anything you want.
I'm delighted
to be here. The secret to life is having someone in your life to love and someone who loves you.
But what about money?
You realize it's now people are going to say that this impression is very similar to Bill Clinton, but it's not.
There's no accent.
It's Warren Buffett. Thank you very much,
Warren. Do you love money?
No,
really?
that's the misconception.
How did you end up with so much money?
Well, because I practiced very, very disciplined investing that resulted in me
do you budget?
Of course I budget.
How could I not budget? How much do you spend in a week on, say, groceries?
I have a tuna sandwich for lunch. I have a simple pork chop or a piece of chicken or something like that for dinner. And then I wake up in the morning and I have a nice BM.
Do you?
The key to success in life is loving someone and having someone who loves you. Understand what I'm saying?
Is it true that the B in BM stands for Buffett?
Buffett movement. Every morning when I wake up, I have a Buffett movement.
Yeah.
Or a little Warren. Why did you go there? Immediately, the cheap jokes are the best.
You're the one who said BM, Warren.
I will say to my various assistants and servants that live in my mansion, I have to take a Warren.
I thought you said you lived a modest life.
I live a modest life, but I require a tremendous amount of assistance with my day-to-day activities.
To take a successful Warren?
Yes. Wheel me up.
Are you in a wheelchair now, Warren?
No, we're done. We're done with that.
Okay, you have to go out by door because you came in by door.
Nice hat.
Thank you. No longer available. People should have bought them when they had a chance.
Thank you, Rob. Oh, let me get the door.
Yeah, you got to go out by the door.
All right, now we are ready for this one.
I can tell
truly,
you're a little unbaked on this one.
It's in development.
Uh-huh.
I will let you do whatever you wish with this one. All right.
This guy has been in the news a lot on all the outlets because he hosted the recent roast of Tom Brady. This is comedian Kevin Hart.
I don't want to. You're going to do that thing.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Rob.
Did you hear Warren Buffett?
This is the weakest of the three.
Well, I think it's fun.
I got my guns loaded.
What does that mean?
My gun's loaded. Don't you be picking on me. I'll shoot you right back.
Did you see Warren Buffett in the lobby?
I saw Warren Buffett. Yeah.
I'm not in the lobby.
I was got a nickel for every nickel you had. Hey, you fat old man.
You are blessed.
Let's bring Warren back in here. Yeah, okay. All right.
Okay,
why don't you introduce the two of them?
Okay, right. Ladies and gentlemen, the new hot podcast, Buffett and Hart.
Hello, Kevin Hart. It's a nice to meet you.
You must be the whitest man I've ever seen.
I'm not sure how to take that, but it's nice to meet you, and you're making me nervous. I might have to take another Warren.
Warren, I know it's early. Why don't you offer Kevin some of that one singular fried egg that you're eating?
Enjoy. I have a half a fried egg each morning. Hard boiled. Let me explain how it's where it works. It's very complicated. The yolk has to be solidified. Therefore, I can cut the entire fried egg in half.
And you're a strange cat.
Do you wrap the half of an egg? Do you wrap it in wax paper?
All I do is I take the second half into my office in Omaha or where the hell I live.
You don't know where you live, do you?
He doesn't know where he lives. He's an old man. I gotta go.
Bye, Kevin. Bye.
He shut the door and left me here.
Are you familiar with his work?
No, it's time for my mid-morning snack.
Oh, what is it?
I'm having a single raisin.
Make sure you chew it.
I'm having a single raisin. Thank you. Very good. I'll say.
You must
I'll
be stuffed.
I'll bid my adieu.
Bye, WB. It
sounded like. There we go. And Marjorie said she felt short shrift. She wants to come back in.
Okay. Right. Is she in the back of the chamber again?
I think she's coming back in.
Okay. Here. Oh, she's coming in by door this time. Ladies and gentlemen,
the members
Taylor
of the house will exercise decorum. You're a liar.
Do you like my hat? Oh, she's gone.
That's the one I'm most uncomfortable with. So that's it.
Why?
Oh. Huh? I think it's the, you know how they work. I got to do it. If Warren is somebody I can do, and we'll just, I throw it up.
I think it's amazing how quick we found an angle on Warren.
I know. Nice Warren.
It's fun, isn't it?
Very exciting. Very exciting. So anyhow, it's good to have you with us today. This period of time in my life when I cannot play the sport that I love so bad.
Yes.
Is something that's I know what I have to do to fix my back. I know the process, but as I have mentioned before, when I told the insurance company to F off and I realized that I would have a moment in time between the new insurance and the old insurance,
24
I knew
days,
that this
Mike.
Day was going to come. And the day came where I knew that I was going to have to go in. And I probably knew what the result was going to be.
Okay.
So I went out of pocket yesterday to go see the specialist or the assistant to the specialist.
You're a regular.
Because that's the way medicine works now.
You're a regular Warren Buffett if you're coming out of pocket. That's all I have. It costs a lot of money.
I have a fleet of specialists.
Do they live in your mansion?
I have three or four gastroenterologists.
Really? And do you have a nutritionist?
I have a nutritionist and a fiber doctor.
Fiber doctor. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I don't know what's going on. So what happened is I knew that and I accepted this, that I would be able to go out of pocket.
Right.
And I would have to go out of pocket to see the assistant, which makes no change. You spend the same amount of money that it would take to see the regular guy. But this is a process I know about, mm-hmm. and I've had it done before. It is an injection. Might sound painful. It might sound like a big deal into the spine to diminish the pain. I've had it done multiple times as people with back pain. There are many people that have done that.
I can only guess the way you can put up with it. And it's more, I would think, the thought of it that's horrifying. A spinal shot, it has to be balanced out by the fact that it's going to give you relief. Because otherwise,
and it's not as nearly as painful you would think. I mean, it sounds like it, but it's not. I mean, there's when they hit the spot initially, there's probably a little like that, but you have back pain anyway, so it's no problem. But here's what I knew. I was going to have to go out of pocket because I have just about a month,
mm-hmm.
little less than a month.
Mike, you have I'm fully insured. 24 days.
Well, no, technically not. I found that out yesterday. We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
So I go in, and of all the places I have visited in my advanced age, mm-hmm. the idea of going into this particular place, which is pain medicine, is the most depressing because you see people in various states of distress because they're trying to get treated. And it also makes me think deep thoughts that I really don't care to be. I don't want to linger and be like some of the people I saw in there. That might sound like a overly dramatic statement, but it's true. You look and you go, if I'm in that shape and I'm limping around and I don't look like I can hear the dinner bell, you know, put me on the Viking ship and fire the arrow into it early, you know, or put me on a center console fishing boat with a bottle of Jameson's and send me out to sea.
That might be the cure. You never can tell.
The boat's coming back in.
he's jingling a glass with ice in it.
No, I know I'm going to have to pay, so I do that. Then the assistant comes in. I don't know this guy. Mm. And I tell him what my situation is. I said, the last time I got an injection in the spine, they put a steroid in there and they put the numbing agent, and the steroid took care of the inflammation, and I was good for a year, over a year. It was last March that they did that. And it was wonderful. I always say, in my mind, I twist things around, and sometimes I think it's more than 1 year. It's 2 years or something like that. But it was actually a year. And he says, okay, so this is what you want to do. And he sounds like, who does he sound like? He sounds like Ricardo Montalban met Antonio Banderas, met Sergio Garcia.
God, that's a lot of sexy voices, though.
They are. But he says to me, the breakdown occurred when I was saying, I was indicating to him that I want to get the exact same thing that I got last time.
Right.
And I would have thought that wouldn't be an issue. Well, it is an issue, according to him. I'm going to do my best at explaining this because I really still don't understand.
It doesn't make any sense.
They said to me that I can't do what I did before because we are all consumed with insurance, and insurance runs the game. Make no mistake about that. Insurance runs the game. Even though I'm out of pocket, if I wanted to get that procedure that I wanted, it would cost me $1,000 to get that done. And I don't have the grand to put in that particular state. And I know people are going to say, oh, yeah. No, I don't want to. I want insurance to take care of it because insurance should take care of it. Mm-hmm. And I've paid my insurance. But I'm in between, and then the thing kicks in. So I'm trying to tell him that even when the insurance kicks in, I don't want the radio frequency thing. Mm-hmm. I want, who is it? Did somebody visit you first?
Robert, come say hi, buddy.
Hi,
he's
Robert.
He's on his way to school. Look at this guy, huh? You're going to have to scoot way down. There
hi,
he is.
Hi, Robert. Are you teaching today?
Yeah, well, not really.
You're subbing today. You're babysitting today.
Yeah.
All right. We got to get him on the show sometime. Thank you, buddy. Have a great day. Yeah. Appreciate it.
You know, he got recognized yesterday in the halls of Tuscarora. Some guy he'd never seen before. A teacher said, love your dad on his show.
And that's wonderful.
Isn't
that's
that
a
cool?
good thing, right?
Yeah.
You want to have that.
I love
that's
that.
That's awesome. I love
and
that.
And then he yelled at seniors that are still taking Algebra 1 that if they don't pass this class, they're not going to graduate. He was not patient with them.
The teacher did or Robert did?
Robert did.
Robert yelled?
Well, no, he grew frustrated enough to raise his voice. He said,
weary?
If you don't pass this, you're not going to graduate.
Wow.
Yeah. I love
it. So because they were just effing around? Is that
Well, they weren't getting it. It was basically, the way you explain this algebra exercise, it was basically one of these things is not like the other. It was four things that were functions, and the one thing that wasn't a function you had to circle. But
see, I'd be that kid.
No, no. But if Robert
I would be that senior.
Absolutely. And look at you now.
No, I told you I didn't. Almost didn't get out of American University because of the algebra competency requirement. I remember it was terrifying. It was a horrible time in my life because I thought all the classes that I'd attended, all the preparatory work that I had done got me to this point where I was a great student, except with this particular subject.
Well, because in math, Mike, math, you don't get to put the desks in a circle and have a conversation about math.
That's not true. You are, I think you are underestimating the rigor of some of my academic credentials here. I think that there were plenty of classes where writing was involved. There were plenty of classes. Now, the communications broadcasting classes. Yeah.
Film study.
I mean, when I, if you ever want to take a great course in college, take film criticism.
Exactly. There's no wrong answer.
Yeah. I guess, what about you, Mr. Spicoli? I guess I interpreted it differently.
I don't know about that.
That's going to rear its ugly head later on in the show today. I have to say this, that the idea of my son eclipsing me academically is exciting to me more than anything else. I like the fact that he is good at math, very good at math.
You're still excited that he eclipsed you? I mean, it's been years.
when he was born. So good luck to your son, who is substitute teaching. Is that going to be his main job all summer long?
Well, I mean, he can't do it all summer because school gets out in June, but he's going to try to do it until school lets out.
And then
he has a couple possible paid internships that he's chasing.
Oh, you were
right
talking
now?
About maybe the Caps, yeah, or something.
Maybe
like
the
that?
Capitals esports division. So he's got a lot of stuff, and then he can always fall back into the pizza game because he is loved at that pizza place.
Don't
and laugh if
raise
you will.
That bar higher. Raise that bar higher. Do
if
not let him
it, Mike,
fall back in to the pizza game. Do not let Dad.
If
push.
You heard about the
that's
tips.
Where you push. That's
if you
where
heard
you
about
push.
The tips, you wouldn't.
That's
mind.
Where you push. 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 Push.
The pizza game will get him a new iMac.
Pizza so. Game. Can I get back to my situation?
God, I wish you would.
The idea of this injection, here's how I'm going to explain it as best I can. I say to them, the last time I was here, you gave me a shot, you gave me a little medicine in it, and it lasted me a year, a full year, when you said it was going to be a couple to 3 months. That's what you said. So I'd like to have that done again. So he said, okay, well, you are scheduled for a radio frequency ablation, which means it's an electrical pulse that goes in and deadens the nerves.
Is that anything like the power Porsche?
I am a disc jockey being injected into the spine. Yes,
I have had no pain for 14 months.
I am a professional orthopedic surgeon. So I'm explaining to him, I don't want to have that.
Right.
The last time I got the shot and he put the anti-inflammatory in there, it was kind of an added thing because the shot that I got, the numbing agent, was for diagnostic purposes, which is they give you that to see if they hit the correct spot,
okay.
And if you are pain-free, almost as soon as you get off the table, you'll know, and then they go in and they do this RF thing that's supposed to happen. All right, so I'm telling them, I said, I get that.
Right.
I get that's what they were doing, but I don't think I want to do anything more than just the shot and the medicine. Is
right.
that possible? And at that point, he says, well, let me go down the hallway. It's like when you're buying a car and the salesman goes
to
talk to the general manager.
Talk to
right?
his manager.
It's exactly
sure, yeah.
the same mm-hmm. vibe that happens with this.
And they leave you in the little room. Are you naked?
No. He didn't even look at my back. We were having a conversation. That's
all
what
right.
I knew it would be.
Because,
comes
I mean,
back,
if they really want to put the pressure on, they leave you in the room naked.
No, I was not naked, Rob. There was no nudity involved. But he goes out. And then I'm waiting, and he comes back, and he says, I want to make sure I got this right. We have to do the ablation. I said, I don't think I made myself clear. I don't want to do a more extensive procedure
right.
because what it comes down to is this. Insurance will not cover the cost of getting another injection because they want you to do the more extensive procedure so that you don't need to get that ablation again. That's right. The way I understood it. That's
because
how,
insurance
how it works.
Knows if let's
no, you don't need to do the injection again because you get the ablation and it lasts longer. Even though the one I had lasted a full year.
Let's pretend you had insurance, okay, and then that was not an issue.
I will on June 6th. I will have insurance.
June 6th, it is. You will get your Medicare.
Don't know where that came from. That was the wild card to me. By the way,
well, because that's your birthday, is it not?
No, that's the 22nd. Foolish.
I forgot. You know, it's all part of birthday season. It's
Rob,
so
it's a national holiday. You should know that.
I know. I haven't bought my tree yet or anything.
So I get the... I have my card that I've already signed up for, my insurance card, and I have my old man Medicare card. I have everything ready to go. And I give it to him, and I said... you can eat. And I said that this... Even though I have this all lined up, it's all been approved, it's all ready to go, I just have to wait till this date. And I knew that they wouldn't be able to finagula the way of getting in there and doing it. But at the same time, I have to wait. And so the procedure is scheduled for June 12th, and I will go right in without any diagnostic, and they will do the RF thing. And I am telling you, after I made this big deal about just give me the shot with the medication in there, if this is messed up, I am not going to be happy.
Well,
I'm not going to be happy, and I will start throwing punches, even though I'll be in excruciating pain.
Come on, when it gets messed up, you know there's going to be something at play here.
I hope not. I will wait and see what
you
happens.
You had so something that worked for you, and big medicine and big insurance is not letting you do it.
It's what it seems to be. It's what it seems to be. However, the other thing that pisses me off is that let me go talk to him. And I guess he was talking to the big bad doc.
No, he was talking to Warren Buffett.
I will have a call go in to the doctor just to find out, you know. And I wish he was as logical as Warren Buffett. You know,
yeah.
It's like, you know, hey, you know what, Warren, what would you say? All
right. Yeah.
I would say if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Thank you.
There's
Warren.
No reason not to do that. You've got a procedure that worked effectively. Lasted longer than the original was.
What?
I don't know why he laid that on us all of a sudden.
Know.
But anywho,
a little treat for our live streamers today.
Is that well? Don't worry about the live streaming.
No,
don't
I'm just saying that. You know what? We should welcome them since it's our first time in a long time. It's there. You go. That's
But it's not like there's going to be a censorship god that's going to reach in and do that. So,
no, not at all. I'm just saying that they get to hear it, and that's kind of fun.
We will. I'll let you know, but the June 12th is the day I'm supposed to do that, and in the meantime,
I'm kind of pissed that they've changed you to June 6th as your day, because now I have to change my countdown calendar.
For that. Very good.
I did. I actually have one in front of me.
Modern medicine is a wonderful thing, and I really look forward to it being covered, and we'll see what happens. So that's it. Now, without further ado, we have time. Let's do it.
Yes.
Let's do the experiment that you had brought up. Please explain to our listeners exactly what this is going to be. This was something you found online where people were drinking Dr. Pepper with pickles in it.
Mike, this actually comes from a viral video on TikTok. Let us go now to the video.
Do y'all like pickles? Do y'all like Dr. Pepper? Well, come on with me, Ma, because me and Ma finna show you some. So we at the neighborhood Sonic.
Turn that up a little bit.
Yes.
Let's see how long it takes them to... They're pretty busy.
They're pretty busy.
Bottom man, take your order, please.
Yes, ma'am. I need to get a large Dr. Pepper with pickles.
All right, we got a large Dr. Pepper with pickles. Now, you're going to see the cherries up there, ma'am, and that's going to be your pickles, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
What did she say?
Okay, so what happens is when you go through Sonic, you can order a Dr. Pepper with pickles. And
you mean inside of it?
Yeah, and the lady that took the order didn't bat an eye. The only thing is it's not in the Sonic system, so on the receipt, it comes up as cherries. But it's an addition, okay?
That's what she's talking about, how it's going to be recorded. So this is a normal order.
Apparently.
At Sonic, is it exclusively in the South, or is it Sonic's all across the country?
It seems to be a Southern thing, and you know, certain things that are bigger in the South. So what I've done is I've prepared an experiment, Mike. I have a nice chilled glass here.
Right.
I have ice to put in the glass. There we go. I have, these are nice. These are kosher dill chips, Mike. I bought them at Aldi.
What, when the video goes on longer, what kind of pickle, if you did your research,
dill
is
chip.
Put? It's a chip, so it's a sliced pickle.
It is a dill chip, and actually, it is a got a crinkle cut to it. So actually, I've duplicated it perfectly.
So you have duplicated accurately the type of pickle that goes into. Will, all right, let's see what's that. What are you
all
doing
All right, I'm going here? To first pour the Dr. Pepper.
All right. Now, I will put limited Dr. Pepper on there so it doesn't cut the pickle flavor.
But I'm keeping in mind,
let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. If it was pickle juice, it would be an immediate flavor situation. Yeah. Do you think the pickle will put flavor into the Dr. Pepper immediately?
Mike,
or do you
think it's amazing how much I've thought about this. I think that it's going to be similar to people. Have you ever seen people that put dry roasted peanuts in a bottle of Coca-Cola?
Well, that's like old school South too, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, right? it is.
You just threw peanuts in a Coke?
Yeah, so that's sort of a soft...
From a movie, I remember. I remember there was a movie with peanuts in a Coke.
I've seen people do it. So she did, when she got her Coke, there was pickles floating on top.
Okay.
And that says to me, when you drink a proper mint julep, and remember, I don't drink anymore, but I remember all the stuff. The most of the mint flavor comes olfactory. You smell the mint, and that's how so the pickles on top are probably going to play. But I am going to put in some pickle juice, too.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're going to go for it.
So we got the Dr. Pepper here, and here's a nothing like
And you're a Dr. Pepper fan. You
I
like
love
Dr.
Pepper.
How many pickles total? How many pickle slices total in the Dr. Pepper,
I'm
which
gonna put
appears
in,
to be a 12-ounce glass?
Yeah, I'm going to put in, let's see, that's
435.
I'm putting in a pint of pickles. No, I'm putting in six or seven, okay? So you can see...
That has to be one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen. I
you don't
understand.
Like that, Warren?
No.
What about salty and sweet together?
Put a half a fried egg in there.
Okay. And so, Mike, now I'm going to, at risk of spilling, pour a little pickle juice in.
All right.
There we go. Not much. A tablespoon.
Obviously, there's a reason they order this down in the South, that there must be some flavor profile that's, palatable for people.
Give it a second. First, I'm going to take a sip just Dr. Pepper. I'm not going to eat a pickle. I'm going to let the pickle stay on top, okay?
All right, go ahead.
Cheers, and here's to you.
That's just the Dr. Pepper?
No, that's Dr. Pepper with pickles on top and some pickle juice in it.
And?
It's not bad.
What is
that
the
salt?
What's
the
it,
salt
what
of
it
the
do
dill,
it?
It sort of... It plays well with the sweetness of the Dr. Pepper. You know, like a cookie has some salt in it to make it taste sweeter.
That's the first church that we went to down here in Florida, Salt of the Dill.
Is that the
it was
one?
Non-denominational. go ahead.
Gonna,
so it's
now got, I'm going to take a sip and eat a pickle at the same time. Okay.
All right. Be careful. Don't hurt yourself. And?
Mike, it's not disgusting. I don't know that I'd go out of my way to do it.
It's just so.
But,
it's A-okay. Salt and sweet.
Salt
is
and sweet. And a little garlic.
Something
play,
that's
acceptable
around.
These are
I'm so glad that
chips.
You did this and I didn't. I'm very
I
happy.
I would love
about
to have
that.
Seen you do this.
I,
but,
don't
you know what?
To.
I recommend when we have our cocktail party, 7 p.m. Eastern this Saturday.
Oh, that's right.
If you intend to stay sober. I would say this is a good, this could be a good official mocktail, the Pickle Dr. Pepper, or Dr. Pickle, I guess.
It's been 3 long years. Things have changed. So how about some old-fashioned normalcy? It's the return of the TMOS Cocktail Party this Saturday, May 11th at 7 p.m. Eastern. We're all meeting up on YouTube. This is an additional free live streaming show for everybody. So please arrive thirsty. Mike, Rob, Josh, and a few surprise guests, plus new ways to get involved directly with the show and introducing my birdie juice. Which I stole from a guy that I play golf with. People that play golf probably know what I'm talking about. Just go to our YouTube page, click on the live tab, and turn your notifications bell on. The return of the TMOS cocktail party. It's about time. We're going to be doing that and looking forward to it.
Very
and you
refreshing.
Would say,
very refreshing.
Thumbs up. You would do it again?
I would do it again. Yeah, I'm not going to hear. Okay, here's my line of demarcation. Mm-hmm. Not going to order it when I go through like a Sonic. Because, you know, I have no control over that. But I'll drink this at our cocktail party. Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, you mean that's going to be, that's wonderful. So the experiment is an overwhelming success for you.
Dr. Pickle.
That's it. Okay, congratulations. Listen, we got to take a break. When we come back, we've got the round table. And later on in the program, we're going to play a lovely little game, ladies and gentlemen.
I love games.
And also my review on the hottest woman, in my humble opinion, at the Met Gala the other night. Enjoy your pickle, Rob. We will be back with the round table. More fun and more thrills. I hope you're enjoying us. And if you want to check out the live stream on Facebook, we are streaming live today. We'll be right back. Summertime hot weather requires extraordinary hydration. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. The secret is LIV HydroScience, the science-backed formula that's an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients to turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. It's a zero-sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners, clinically tested to hydrate more than water alone, and I love it. I'm drinking it right now in my little red cup. There it is. You tear, you pour, you live more. One stick, 16 ounces of water, hydrates better than water alone. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV, and you get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
Hey, look. The Kraken has Liquid IV with pickles in it.
Very good. I'm glad you liked it. You know what? I think with the whole salty sweet thing, I think that's no big deal, right?
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. Yesterday, we start off today with the most talked about day in the Donald Trump criminal trial.
Yes.
Because Stormy Daniels took the witness stand.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell you outside of the way I look at it whether I have been engaged or not engaged. I think that when you don't have TV cameras in the courtroom, you're going to have lack of engagement. And up in the trial, in this particular trial, they don't have cameras. So
I feel that even without cameras, there's been a very marked lack of engagement by the American people.
Yeah, I agree. Trump's lawyers thought Stormy and her attorneys went into too much detail about the but hasn't she written a book? I mean, there's been detail around about this.
Yeah.
About the alleged sexual encounter in 2006. The judge kind of agreed, but he didn't stop it. What we learned first and foremost was that Stormy did not enjoy red hot relations with the future president.
Don't believe it.
Or the past president.
I bet he's dynamite.
Although,
I bet he says it's the lady's pleasure.
It's so nasty.
It really is.
Oh, we need another one of the wretches. I'm not going to play it. although he thought it was great, according to Stormy. She added that it was brief, just brief. And when it was over, she tried to leave the hotel as soon as possible. She also said that they did it traditionally. If you want to know what traditional is, they send them out to different parts of the world, missionaries. Let me see. They struck that from the record, though. Although it's out there for people like me to talk about.
It's the jury not in the official record.
The jury has to disregard the visual imagery of Donald Trump on top.
That's asking them to forget that is really sort of that's a big ask, I think.
Stormy said Trump did not use protection, which is interesting, and he told her beforehand that he and his wife, Melania, don't even sleep in the same room. He also busted out a great pickup line comparing Stormy to his daughter, Ivanka.
There wow. That's high praise for both of them.
Thanks. I'm glad you think so, Rob. He also had a pet name for Stormy, Honey Bunch. Very clever.
You know what? Amazingly, that's what Fred Mertz called Ethel Mertz on I Love Lucy.
Yeah. Classic. And they had the same amount of sex, which is exciting.
Always Fred on top, though.
Okay, so you had said that you have this video, Sylvester Stallone, a serious watch collector, selling 11 of his timepieces at auction next month. If you're a watch nerd like I am, this is exciting because he's set to make millions from them. One in particular is getting a lot of interest. You watched this video. I did not. And we're going to share it, Rob. Is that what we're going to do right
now? Yeah, I watched the first part. It's long. It's like 12 minutes. But I think the first 45 seconds or so is worthwhile.
Let's take a look.
I was passing this guy once on the street, and I was wearing a Rolex. And he goes, wow, man, what'd that watch cost? I go, I guess at that time, $10,000, $12,000. He goes, my watch costs $3, and we have the same time. And I go, wow, that's the point. It's not about the time. It's about the sense of accomplishment that you said, okay, I'm going to reward myself for perhaps doing something right in my life. And that's what watch collecting to me. It's not about keeping time. It's about keeping in step with where you are in life.
Now, the one thing I do want to ask you about...
They're showing all his watches there? Is that what that is?
Yeah, I'll let you see that because I know that's what you like. Okay. But I do have a question, Mike, and let's see if I can get a pause here. What is with his curious hairline? Is that new?
No, he's got a, you know, he's got a piece. He's got a prosthetic.
I think
that's
it's
probably
plugs.
Exactly what that is.
I think it's plugs. I don't know. Something recent.
Here's the thing.
Goodbye, Sly.
The big one. Are you showing more of this or not?
I can if you like. That, I mean,
I'll tell you the story. One watch in particular garnering a lot of interest. It is a rare Patek Philippe Grandmaster chime, and it's the first one that will ever be sold at commercial auction. He bought it for $2.5 million, but he could get well over $5 million. I think he's going to get more than that.
Yeah, I think so.
Stallone's never worn the watch. Well, there it is.
Well,
in the world
forgetful.
Of resale watches.
He's
that's
forgetful.
That's huge. Stop it. I'm a watch nerd.
I know. I forgot to put it on today.
Never worn it, never touched it. He considers it a work of art, and it's the most complicated wristwatch ever made. He actually had to appeal to the company for the right to buy it. As for why he's selling it, he says, quote, I wasn't going to covet it and keep it forever. That's just not my personality. I tend to enjoy things, and then I like to share them.
So this guy Patek Philippe, do you think he's pissed?
Patek Philippe. Patek Philippe. Yes, go ahead.
Do you think the owners at that... No, I do care. Do you think the owners at that watch factory are pissed that he came and begged to buy this watch? This watch that has never been sold before. And they finally say, okay, Rocky, you can have the watch.
No, I think it's getting pub for the company. That's what they care about.
Yeah, but now
that's
he's reselling it. So he's
doesn't
just...
matter.
He's like, he's a drug mule.
No, but it... He is not a drug mule. He's selling his watch. But the fact, Rob, in watch resale, gray market circles, unworn is the key to the whole thing. I would never be successful because, you know, I like to give presents early. I like to open up my presents. I like to see what. So I would, my watch would just be, you know, it would have egg on it. It would be, it would be used and nasty. The fact that this is unworn. Yeah. Means that he, at the time, had a sense of the investment potential of it, and so probably kept it just to show people, opened it up in the box and said, there it is, and that's how he used it. And
I bet,
by
you
the
know
way,
what? I bet it comes in a really nice box.
Oh, they have beautiful boxes.
I bet they are. Yeah,
and they're a wide variety. They're not all in the millions of dollars. You can get a Patek for less money than that. Less than a million.
If you go on their website, just use the code Philippe Patek.
Philippe Patek. Thank you very much. So good luck to Sly. I will be. Remember, that news story said 5 million. Keep tabs on it when the auction's over. I'm going to say it's going to go for over $10 million.
Will you peek it? You know, you can register and follow auctions. Would you ever do that?
I'll start the bidding at 45 American dollars. That's what I'll do. This is probably an effect of superhero fatigue. Marvel is going to release fewer movies and TV shows in the coming years. Disney CEO Bob Iger said this is part of Marvel's strategy to focus on quality over quantity. Here's his quote. He doesn't sound like that, but I'm
in my mind he does.
we're slowly going to decrease volume and go to probably about two TV series a year instead of what had become four, and reduce our film output to maybe four a year to two, at the maximum three. Bob says there's a couple of good movies for 25, and then there will be more Avengers. Yeah.
When they talk about focusing on quality over quantity, how do you think it makes the people feel that made movies over the past 2 years?
I think as long as the checks are there, it falls into the same category of Patek Philippe, or whatever you called it.
Philippe Patek.
they made the money. That's all that matters. You know, I think people, that actors that are involved in Hollywood that do the blockbuster movies, they know that that's paying the rent. That's not what they're doing for their art films. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree, but it's, I don't know. Do they really see the writing on the wall that the returns are not where they are? Because if it is about money, Bob Iger should make 4 a year. And by the way, going from four to three is no big deal.
I think they recognize diminishing the brand is happening when they release too many of them, and you got to make people. Are you eating your pickles still?
Mike, they're delicious.
Enjoy. Avengers: The Kang Dynasty is expected to come out in 2026.
It's about kangaroos, right?
I have no idea. Kang! Kang! After 114 years, the Boy Scouts of America is changing its name and rebranding as Scouting America. Isn't that special?
This changes nothing.
They say it's to reflect their, quote, ongoing commitment to welcome every youth and family in America to experience the benefits of scouting. It goes into effect on February 8th of next year for their 115th anniversary. I know I have asked you, did you have any dabbling in scouting when you were a youngster?
I did not. Robert did scouts for a year and a half. He didn't get a lot out of it. It was mostly he liked the kerchiefs.
Even with you associated with our show back in the day, you still let him get it. With all the stories we had during that period of time, you still let him do that. You let him get away.
I kept an eye on what was going on. He wanted to do it. I'm not gonna,
Girls have been allowed since 2018, and over 6,000 have already made Eagle Scout, so nothing's really changing there. Mm-hmm. The point is just to make sure people know it's not just for boys. Their CEO called it, quote, a simple but very important evolution as they seek to ensure that everyone feels welcome in scouting. More than a few people online have pointed out there's already something called the Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
Okay, come on.
Hello.
So is this really necessary? Most don't realize the two groups aren't actually affiliated. The Boy Scouts of America founded in 1910. The Girl Scouts launched 2 years later and still cater exclusively to young women. No word yet from them on the new rebrand, but they weren't exactly thrilled when the Boy Scouts allowed girls in 2018. It's hurt their recruitment efforts. Scoutmasters will still keep their names. Predators.
No, Mike. Come on.
There it is.
You want to keep them separate, Girl Scouts sell cookies and the Boy Scouts sell NDAs.
That's right. And, of course, they are adhering to Rob's mantra, which is separate but equal.
You know? Yeah, Mike, this just in.
Okay.
The pickles that soak in Dr. Pepper are remarkably tasty.
So the Dr. Pepper enhances the pickle flavor as well as the pickle flavor enhancing the Dr. Pepper. I believe you have a rave on this. You're raving.
Yes, I'm all in. I love it.
You've always been kind of a Southern boy, so I think that's perfectly natural. The sweet and the salty works for you.
Yes, I have.
Well, there you are. Congratulations with your Dr. Pepper with pickles in it.
So glad you like it.
Be sweet.
Dr. Arthur Jenkins is a back specialist. We were talking about it earlier, who works with NFL players, and he offered some helpful advice to avoid back injuries. This is advice that I can testify to because it happened to me just the other day, and I get it. Do not bend, lift, and twist at the same time. I dropped a bank card on the floor of my car. It was over to the right. I bent, and I twisted, and I lifted it up, and it hurt. That's the truth. Obvious as it might sound, he says we do that more than we realize. A classic example, shoveling snow.
Yes.
But you make the same motion picking up a suitcase or lifting your kid out of a car seat. It's the twisting, the bending, and the lifting simultaneously. Any of the three motions on their own can cause injury, but they're even more dangerous when you do them at the same time, especially if you already, like me, have back issues. When they're existing back pain, you're at higher risk of herniating a disc. Well, that can't happen to me because I don't have any discs. I have what's called degenerative.
Rid of them, right?
I have degenerative disc. There's nothing in between. If you looked at my MRI, you would see there's nothing down there. Instead of a bend, lift, and twist, he says directly face what you're lifting, bend your knees, lift with your legs, not your back. You've seen that before.
Of course.
Your abs should also be engaged. My abs, unfortunately, broke off their engagement during the Reagan administration. I want to tell you, that's wild, wild stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Finally, today, U.S. News and World Report does a study each year that ranks all 50 states based on everything from education and healthcare to infrastructure and the economy, and gives you the number one state, the best one to live in.
I don't think this is fair. This is like when high school yearbooks would do superlatives, and one of them was best all around. That's just like a huge F you to everybody.
But listen, they do the education, the healthcare, the infrastructure, the economy. So it's places that you can, you know, get a good education, get a good job, you can get good healthcare. This is the second straight year. Would you like to know the state? We had it probably last year. I love these lists.
I can guess. May I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mississippi.
No, it's not. That is incorrect.
I'm so sorry.
Utah. Hello, Mormons.
Really?
Second straight year. Utah is number one. Utah tops the list, mostly because it landed in the top 10 in 5 of 8 categories, peaking at second in education, along with third place finishes in both economy and infrastructure. So now I went 2-3 years ago. I flew into Salt Lake City and took a road trip. And the fact that I wasn't aware of anything meant that, as far as infrastructure, meant their infrastructure was fine. The highways and byways
were spread out, as I recall, right? I mean, when you talk about
Route 66, right, getting chewed up, or the Beltway that gets remodeled every 5 years, or the streets of D.C. with the pipe, you know, it's a deal. It's a big deal.
That's the way
I look at it. New Hampshire is second in states, followed by Nebraska, Minnesota, Idaho, Iowa, Iowa. Way to go, our friends out in
there
Iowa.
There you go.
KCJJ. Hi there. Vermont, Washington State, Florida.
Hey.
And Massachusetts. You know what? Say what you will. Pretty darn good infrastructure down here. I have to say it. And then rounding up the top ones, Massachusetts, the worst state, Louisiana, New Mexico, second worst, followed by, there it is, Mississippi, Arkansas, West Virginia, and Alaska. My state of Florida was also tops in used bicycles, oversized tires, men not wearing shirts, and people saying, I don't know nothing about that. There you go, baby. We got to take a break. All right.
Hey, West Virginia, go Mountaineers.
Is your game time sensitive, or can we do it relatively quickly?
We can do it pretty quickly, and I think you'll enjoy it.
All right, very good. We'll ask Warren what he thinks about that when we come back.
Oh, good.
You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's face it, everybody has to deal with bugs in and around your house. If bugs are even a minor problem for you, you have to check out our next sponsor, Pestie. P-E-S-T-I-E. Pestie is a do-it-yourself pest control company on a mission to provide pro-grade pest control products at an affordable price. With Pestie, there's no more waiting all day with stacks of cash for the bug guy to show up when you can spray it yourself in a few minutes, while other pest control companies charge hundreds of dollars and make a one-size-fits-all plan. Pestie makes a customized treatment plan for you based on your location's bugs and climate. And the best part? Pestie is kid and pet friendly, so you don't have to worry about their safety. You're using Pestie right now, Rob Spiewak.
It is so great. It is fun to apply because they send you a chargeable squirter. mm-hmm. you look like a pro. You go out there, you just cover all the seams of your house, go around the windows. 2 days later, not an ant in my house. It's sensational.
I've always said there's nothing better than a chargeable squirter. Plus, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Now is the time to protect your home from bugs for less with Pesty. Head to pesty.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for an extra 10% of your or off your order. That's pesty.com/TMOS for 10% off, and make sure you use our promo code TMOS so they know we sent you. Before we get to the game, I want to check in with Oz Josh. Oz Josh, I have to ask you, how is everything going with the stream? Everything's going well?
It's all going well. We've got a lot of people interacting both on YouTube and Facebook.
Very good. Glad to be doing it, and more to come. We're looking forward to that. What are you laughing at, Rob Spielak?
I think it's fun. We're live streaming, and Josh is here. It's a great time. I mean, do you not love this?
I love it. It's great to be back streaming. It really is. It feels fantastic. All right, you said you going into the pre-show today that you had some kind of game for us.
I do, and you know,
we have time to do it.
Yeah, we can do a quick game here. May 5th, which is Cinco de Mayo, we missed it because it was on a Sunday this year, and so we weren't able to observe Cinco de Mayo like we normally do. And I will say, like I always do, as you know, Cinco de Mayo is Mexican Independence Day, which it isn't, but I love saying it because it pisses people off.
What is it really? What are they?
I think it means that the
manufactured by the beer companies.
It's a memorial to the winning of a battle that Mexico wasn't supposed to win. Anyway, the game we're going to play today is Mariachi, because it's May. I'm going to play you mariachi versions of songs, and you have to figure out what they are. Okay?
Are these hits? Are these
songs? I have four of them for you today, and one of them has a slight backstory.
Okay.
Because Beth Ann McBride, our former producer, did one thing good. Ever.
Now stop that. Be kind. If she was here, you wouldn't be speaking like that.
Oh, wouldn't I?
Okay, go ahead. Just play
it. Beth Ann, for my birthday 1 year, got a Herb Alpert tribute band in studio.
I remember that. It was
fantastic. And they played classic Tijuana brass music. I love Herb Alpert.
Really good.
They were. I have tickets to see Herb on the 17th of this month.
He's still alive?
Yes.
Isn't he 90?
91, I think.
My God, that's amazing.
And he still sounds great. Anyway, they did classic Tijuana Brass songs, but they did one hit record as the Tijuana Brass. Mike, I want you, for Mariachi, name this hit record. You won't get it from the intro.
It's very peaceful.
Oh, it's beautiful. And it sounds so much like the TJB. Here we go.
Hey-ya.
Exactly. It's hey-ya. You nailed it. Very good. You're winning at Mariachi.
Thank you. I'm 1-0.
Let me play to the hook here.
All right.
I'll fast forward a bit.
Hey-ya. Hey-ya.
Do you like it, Charlie?
Hey-ya. Yeah. Herb Alpert.
Charlie, you remember, you went and saw Outkast in concert, didn't you?
Love Outkast.
Of course you do.
Hey-ya.
All right, let's move on to the next one.
Okay, next one for Mariachi. Mike, you are a classic rock jock. That's a hint. What do you think of this one?
Oh, that's the Eagles.
Yes.
Hotel California.
And
that's
nailed
the,
it.
That is the guitar solo part.
It is, but it's played
in the
Mariachi.
How good am I at this game, Rob?
Very good. All right, get a little harder next time. This next one,
my favorite part of Hotel California, and they're not the original doesn't have this, but there is a live version that has the best guitar solo with Joe Walsh. It's fantastic.
I love that live version. As a matter of fact, that was from the tour that the Eagles were the first band to
charge. It's like they added a note, right, Rob, where it's like...
Yeah, I think it was actually a double-tracked solo. I'd have to double-check it. Like, there might have been electric.
Really wonderful. I love that.
But yeah, the Eagles' first band to charge $100 for a concert ticket, so F you.
Boo!
Boo! All right, Mike. This is Mariachi clue number 3.
Oh, I double went down to Georgia, Charlie Daniels.
And you love Charlie Daniels.
That's almost too easy. That's too
it
easy.
Is, but it's is fun. That,
are they using? But see the fact that are they using a fiddle in that?
I think sounds the like mariachi band does use a violin.
By the way, all the mariachi versions of these hits is they're fine with me. I like them. I like them an awful lot. I really.
All right, our final one, Mike, and this is probably to me the most difficult. Can you name this song for mariachi?
Oh, I know it. I know it.
You've played it a million times. Falls
not Careless Whisper, is it?
No. It's a classic rock record. I'll play it one more time.
Give it to me one more time.
The best clue is that first part.
Yeah. I'm blocking on it. I know
Mike,
it.
What we have here.
Hold David, on. Wait. Don't tell me yet. One more time, please. Just do
of
it
course.
One more time so
from
I can
the
hear
top.
It.
Oh, someone in the chat room has it.
Okay. Damn it. I'm not going to pull it.
Space Oddity, David Bowie.
Oh, okay. All right. That's why I didn't get it. That's
yeah. I'm sorry, Mike, but we do have some lovely parting gifts for you.
This is Ground Control to Major Tom.
Mike,
I would have gotten that one.
As you know, we will pay for your second date with Beth Ann.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Reach out sometime. Love to have her on the show. Wouldn't it be fun?
Too.
Have we had her since she left our
orbit? She's declined many things.
Really?
She declined recording a greeting to you for our last live show in Vegas.
Really?
Yeah.
It makes me sad. But it's so very normal. We'll be right back, everybody. Yeah. And by the way, that's not Beth Ann. That's everybody.
She
all right,
ruins everything.
No. That's just the way it works. You know, hey, I've grown used to it. Listen up. It's time to discover the transformative power of DermGlowSkin.com for weight loss. Witness the results yourself. I have shed over 80 pounds, and I never felt better. DermGlowSkin.com streamlines weight loss, and the management is effortless. Simply take a quick quiz, consult with a doctor, and have your weight loss medication delivered directly to you. No insurance needed. Once you begin, expect continuous medical support, clinically proven ingredients, and tailored care. All supplies are included, so you can start immediately. Don't hesitate. Isn't it time to shed up to 26% of your body weight? I'm living proof that it works. Stop the food noise, reclaim your true self, get excited, and reach out to Carla for any inquiries. She's dedicated to assisting you. I hear her do it all the time with other people. DermGlowSkin.com. Let's go.
Very good.
Okay, so you know, we are truly, truly blessed to have the fans that we have on this show, and I wanted to make sure that we don't have a tremendous amount of time because you wanted to do a flip side too, did you?
Well,
not?
Yeah, Rob, I mean, we've done one every show for 3,268 shows. Thought we might as well.
Okay, I want to warn everybody who are especially right after doing the DermGlow skin ad today.
Yes.
I want to warn you that I could be experiencing some urgency today.
You know,
one
you
of the minor side effects.
You mentioned that in the pre-show, and here we are an hour one into the show, and you seem to be doing fine.
One of the minor side effects, it would be kind of binds you up once in a while. You got to be aware of hydration. You got to be aware of diet, and you got to. So I have a standard process that I'm using, and I've not only used it last night, I've used it this morning with my morning cup of coffee. I have a car repair to pick up today. I'm thinking that's probably when I'm in the waiting room waiting for that car, that's when it's going to hit. Just thought I'd share that.
Have you used the restroom at that car dealership before?
I have not had the pleasure, no.
Sometimes they're very nice. There's a very nice one at the Subaru dealership.
That's exactly what it is.
Because I usually wait when I drop my car off.
Right.
And if I've had my, you know, one of the many myriad of medicines I take, I don't take it till after the show, is Lasix.
God.
What's the matter?
I got this out of the cabinet. In
cabinet?
Our house.
Yeah.
A clean, an allegedly clean.
Yeah.
Can you see that on camera?
Oh, that's just, that's lipstick. That's lipstick.
That's lipstick.
Mike. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here. And that's, Mike, here's the saddest thing, not even your shade. Do you think? Wow. Well, does anyone other than you empty the dishwasher in your house?
I do most of the dishes. That is my household chore.
Okay, I always empty the dishwasher because if I didn't, no one would. Mm-hmm. And do you think there is a possibility
That's not. When I hear that, it makes me sad. Because the fact that have you ever said, "Hey guys, I've done this 7,000 times." Especially when you got your son in the house.
Yeah, true.
Delegate, baby, delegate.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes isn't it just easier to do it and not?
Rob, sometimes you just got to make a fist. Sometimes you make a fist and tell that family to straighten up. you can't. I know,
Mike.
You can't.
Oh wait, here we go.
Good for you. Anywho,
but anyway, is there a chance someone emptied a dirty dishwasher?
I don't believe so.
Because a lot of people really rinse before they put them in, and if you're not looking carefully, it might have been put away as a dirty dish.
Well, it's Mrs. O'Mara's, so it doesn't matter if it touches my mouth, where my mouth's been. Let's move on. I wanted to, it's been covered a lot this week, the Met Gala.
Yes.
And over coverage, in my humble opinion. I mean,
too
you
much.
Get it all the time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I have my pick. I have my pick for the Met Gala, and I will tell you that this is someone who, not on a daily basis in the national consciousness, but she is a star. She is a celebrity, and she is certainly married to a person that's on TV and movies and everything and is a major star himself. My number one, absolute going away for the Met Gala, this lady to me, was numero uno. I give you Jessica Biel. Jessica Biel at the Met Gala.
Mm.
That is, to me, as gorgeous and as not only a classical beauty, but someone who wore something that was, while revealing, and you can run it again, Josh, if you want, not only a little revealing with the plunging neckline, but at the same time, she's, I believe, 42 years young, and she's just absolutely at her most radiant. That's what I wanted to share.
You know what she is, Mike? And I'm not saying this to be gross.
No,
Do
not say a knockout.
All right, I won't.
No, because you diminish it when you do that.
No.
You say that about, so many
not many people
that
I've never called you a knockout, have I?
No, you never have. But she's just
so maybe you should try a little harder.
Look, I don't want to sound like an old fart, but I like the I don't want to say nudity, but I like the fact that if you got it, flaunt it. I'm a big believer in that. So sometimes you will agree that when you see that, it diminishes the overall look, and you're really kind of obsessed with the skin and not necessarily that to me. Can you imagine
perfect
if
balance.
You're on the red carpet and you see that young lady? And
can
she's married to Mr. Justin Timberlake, who was gushing about her online as well. Which
if
I think
you
is cool.
Saw her, like, say, at a restaurant or something, and you could approach her and you could say, "I think you are gorgeous, and I'd love to chat with
that.
You," but
I can't. You too. It's the creepy factor.
But you could say, "Mike, I'd love to chat with you, but right now I'm feeling some urgency."
Fecal urgency, based on the Miralax that I took last night and put in my morning coffee today.
Wow.
I'd be lying if I didn't say that was active right now. See, we go all over the place on this show. But
what if you were, Mike, God forbid you were to sneeze right now.
I'd be fine. I'm okay.
Can you cough? Yeah.
I rarely have a moment in time where, where I've been concerned.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a clip floating around where Ron White goes on stage, I think down in Austin at one of those comedy podcasts.
Yes.
And he talks about first thing he
what
says,
does he call himself? Tater Tot? Something he has
Tater.
Some, tater.
Big
yeah.
Tater or something. He talks about the fact that he had an accident in his pants. And he did that because he said he's 65. And he said at 65 years old, when you think it's going to be something and it's not, your brain doesn't really process it that fast. And by the time your brain does process it, it's too fast. I have not, thank God, reached that state in my life. And I look, when it comes to Ron White, I'm thinking the man likes his drink. He likes to imbibe quite a bit. So I'm wondering, that could be a factor as well.
Can you imagine the diet?
I don't know what the guy eats, but today it is, I'm aware of it, and that's half the battle, being aware of that.
Perhaps,
and I would not talk about it.
One of my favorite mess your pants stories, I almost said it, and maybe we could play it during the bonus show this week, is there's a marvelous tape of George Brett of your Kansas City Royals.
Oh, my God, that's right, where he's talking about
and
how
I
he
don't
pooped
know,
in his pants.
I don't know if he knew he was being recorded, but he was like mic'd up for a game or something because the audio is so true. And it's a great tale with a thrilling thrilling plot and a wonderful closing. I will pull that for the bonus show this week because
I would
it's
be
very
lying.
Relatable. Yeah.
I would be dishonest if I did not share with you the fact that, as you know, when I am on the links, I play with many gentlemen who are older than I am.
Yeah.
Probably the majority, a little older than I am. Yeah. Not a lot anymore, but
they call you Squirt.
No, there are younger. We play anywhere from late 20s all the way up through 80s. We do. That's the way we do it. It's just you have to have the mad skills. Sorry, but that's the truth. No, you don't.
Well, when Mike is out on the course, a lot of people don't know this. He low-key slaps.
Recently, I was on the course, and for the second time in all the time I've been playing, I noticed that an individual, they usually have to be light-colored shorts, either white or khaki. And
wasn't that a song by Conway Twitty? Light-colored shorts.
She came into the bar wearing light-colored shorts. For the second time. This second time wasn't as funny as the first time.
Okay.
The second time was a guy. I looked. It was there. It was there for the whole round, and obviously something had dolloped at a moment where it should not have dolloped, and I finally said something to the guy who was in the cart with me. It didn't go over as well as I wish it had gone because he was a younger guy, and I think he was stifling laughter.
It didn't play? Know it?
But it was,
had he noticed it already?
First of all, anyone would notice it.
Okay.
It was obvious. Yeah. It was obvious. Now, what was not as obvious was the first time it happened. And this was a younger guy. And he was wearing bright white shorts on the golf course. And
Gutsy
I was playing
move.
With my buddy. And this is years ago. So this is, but I will mention his first name. My buddy, I call him Tommy Lee because he sounds like him. And I will say Tommy Lee was playing with us.
Okay.
And Tommy saw the same thing we saw. And every time he addressed his ball on the tee, Tommy used the butt of his golf club as a pointer.
Oh,
and with his
no.
back to us, pointed out. And it was tear-inducing almost every single time. And I'm talking 18 times that he did this where he held it up there. And I was in pain. The guy never noticed. If there's something else he didn't notice either. He never noticed, and it was hysterical. It was wonderful.
Mike, we have a question from the viewers that are watching the live stream.
Yes.
How much is a dollop?
A dollop is not enough to be completely obvious, but just enough to let people know you had a problem.
Okay.
There you go.
Very
That's
good.
The way it is. That's a wonderful question, and I appreciate answering it. I really
Would
do.
Would
you
say
Thank you.
More than a chocolate chip, but less than a Hershey Kiss?
I'm not going to go into that kind of detail, and
All right,
you've
fine.
Ruined it, as
no,
you
no.
always do.
No, no, no.
You
Call
have
me
made
the
it
office
graphic
after
and
the
nasty.
Show.
Thank you. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the flip side. Thank you for joining us on the live stream. We're glad to be back, and we'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Did you know Americans pay about twice as much for their wine as the rest of the world? I didn't
know
that.
It's too much.
You might wonder why. Because laws dating back to Prohibition ensure the right of wholesalers to make big margins. That's crazy to me. Listen up. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet. So you get a box of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. And I can tell you, based on my experiences with Naked Wines, I bought a case without a clunker in the case. All of them.
Love
Fantastic.
It.
With a wide variety of them, too. Go to nakedwines.com.
That sounded, I didn't even intend for it to sound like that. Go to nakedwines.com/TMOS, click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website, then enter TMOS for both the code and password to get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. nakedwines.com/TMOS, code and password TMOS for $100 off your first 6 bottles. Cheers, everybody. Yeah.
The flip side. Ah, yes, Mike.
Well, how about the flip side?
Question, do you have your ordinance handy?
I do. Okay, absolutely. You have a song coming up?
I do, and I'm back and forth on it because I don't like South Park very much, mm-hmm. but I can appreciate a good mimic, and I like that he uses his mimicry in a creative way, maybe. This is a guy, and this is if Eric Cartman were to sing The Rolling Stones.
I see a red door and I want to paint it black. No color.
Can't blow it up.
Really? Yeah, I was really on the fence.
Yes! I see the girls were baddest in their summer clothes.
I like it. But I'm not even a massive South Park fan, but yeah. I like it.
Anyway, it's a good impression.
I like it.
So
I like it. I can't blow it up. I can't blow it up, but you made me set it all up, so I've got it. On. Anyway, let me just reach over and I want to disconnect the wire here. Well, that's it. I blew off my hand, Rob.
That's all right. I'll run board from now on. This is very sweet. This is a Little League game, but it looks like they're older Little Leaguers, maybe high schoolers. So maybe it's not Little League. I don't know. But there is a pitch that hits a batter. And the batter was okay, even though he was really beaned. And it upset the pitcher.
Did it hit him in the head?
It did. And you'll see it.
Okay.
But it upset the pitcher. And what the guy that got hit, what the batter did to sort of settle the pitcher down, I think is kind of amazing. Okay.
Oh, look out.
Oh, man, right
on
the worst spot. Right on the earpiece.
That's a tough kid.
Right on the earpiece. Thank God they're wearing those earpieces now.
So now the kid's on first.
Hey, Jarvis, it hit his helmet.
And he walks over to the pitcher's mound.
So the pitcher's obviously really distraught.
Very shaken.
We don't see the pitcher yet.
So this is really cool because as a pitcher, Bubs looks shaken up right now.
He hugs him.
Because of what he did. And look at Zane Jarvis. This is such great sportsmanship. He wants him to know that it's okay, that he'll be fine.
Hey, Bub.
Yeah, it's got to be scary as hell. I mean, you know, and, you know, most of your major leaguers wouldn't be that concerned. They wouldn't be that emotional about it, you know.
No, no.
As a matter of fact, Nolan Ryan, you wouldn't see Nolan Ryan getting upset. That's for damn sure. You wouldn't see Nolan Ryan.
Who was the guy that pitched with the bloody sock?
That'd be Curt Schilling.
Yeah, he wouldn't be upset either.
You wouldn't see, speaking of Red Sox, you wouldn't see Pedro Martinez getting upset.
Maybe a fist pump?
Isn't that terrible, though?
It is.
Sensitive little guy. I love that moment.
I watched that like 5 times. I thought that was very cool. Mm-hmm. If you are applying for a job and you're not getting any success, here's what you can blame. AI. AI is to blame for the fact you're not getting callbacks, for lack of a better word, when you send in a resume, because it turns out big companies are using AI to pre-screen resumes. However, there's a way to beat this, and this young up-and-comer tells you how you can use AI to beat companies at their own game.
AI is causing a lot of us not to get jobs besides in the recession. AI is partially to blame. Because I guess a lot of employers are using AI to scan resumes before they even read them because of the influx of people applying.
Yeah.
AI will scan the resume to see if... Well, I'm also a full-time...
Sorry. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask about. Is she eating like a TV dinner or something? What the hell
it
is
it? It looks like maybe some carry-out sushi because she's an influencer, Mike. She's an influencer. Okay. She's got things to do, okay?
She's
busy.
I guess
a lot of employers are using AI to scan resumes before they even read them because of the influx of people applying. AI will scan the resume to see if it is a good fit for the job. The problem there is that AI will say you're not a good fit if it can't read the resume, if the formatting isn't AI friendly, which I'm sorry, I'm a human. I'm sorry, I don't know how to make a resume AI friendly.
But with this hack, it's foolproof to be AI friendly. Step one, go to the job description.
This is fascinating.
Whether it's on Indeed, LinkedIn, whatever. You are going to highlight the entire job description and you are going to copy it, then paste it onto your resume. Then you're going to make that text super tiny and in white ink, so it's not visible to the human eye, but to AI, I guess, it still sees it there, and it reads every key word that is there. So your resume looks like it's a great fit.
Oh, he's eating her summer roll.
This does mean you have to alter your resume for every job you apply to, which heavily sucks, but you know what sucks more? Panicking about not having a job.
So what she does is she hides the actual job description in her resume so AI can read it, but humans can't. And that gets you to the next level. And I think that's fascinating.
That is amazing. And I mean, the weeds of it, the detail of it, as far as the white lettering, fascinates me. So you put a font color in there in the, I mean,
first you make it excessively tiny and then make it so it's there, but it ain't there.
Wow. That is cool. I like that. That's interesting.
And I hope she enjoyed it. And Mike, you might be right. It might have been a burrito. I hope she enjoyed
it. I think it was a summer roll.
Okay,
I think
great.
It was a summer roll.
Yeah. Let's close with this. It's so sad when you set up a yard sale and people don't respect the rules. This lady set up a yard sale partially and had items stolen. But what were stolen, before she could put the warning sign on, haunted dolls were stolen. So if you have these dolls, they be haunted.
To the thief that stole these dolls out of the yard sale at 3 o'clock this morning, you're going to regret it. They're haunted. Had you waited till sunlight, you would have seen the sign that was under them that said, haunted dolls. If you have children, please don't buy. Okay? I put them in this glass hutch to try and contain whatever was attached to them, and it got so cold that it fogged up. Enjoy. No takesies, backsies. And not to mention, the only reason why I even sold them, had a yard sale to sell them, is because they threw a toy behind my baby and missed her head like that much. I was like, I'm done. And I had a yard sale and tried to sell them. Okay. Nobody wanted them because I warned everyone and showed them the videos of what these dolls do when they're in your vicinity.
Yeah, all right. Okay, shut up.
Because they were not scared to move.
Okay. Go back and drink your Dr. Pepper with your pickle in it,
Mike,
lady.
Remember, no takesy-backsies.
No takesy-backsies. Yes, sirree. Oh, I bet that robber's scared now. Absolutely.
Well, it might be like Emmeline.
We got to get out of here. Annabelle. Let's see. Hey, it's the return of our cocktail party. We're going to be live on Saturday night starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, all meeting up for the return of the TMOS cocktail party. Make sure you check that out and join us, ladies and gentlemen. The TMOS cocktail party for you, an additional free live streaming show for everybody. Please arrive Thursday, and you can interact directly with the show. That's it. Got to get out of here. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, dear hearts.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
So what do I mean to drop my pants or fire a rocket?
We think of Rob as good Rob and bad Rob.
It is all fun and games until someone gets herpes.
What the flip was Grandma doing at the sand dunes?
I don't like spam!
The more you listen, the more you'll glisten.
Well, I don't get a brain band comb, but they're...